95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, Friday. Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That means Josh from SR Perot is bringing us flavors in a Morning Hog Brew Review.
Yeah.
What up, bro?
What's up?
Hey, it's race weekend almost, and it's interesting that we had a conversation about racing a few weeks ago with one of the other fine SR Perot-sponsored drivers, and then here we are again with
another
driver involved in the Island brand.
Yeah, he just announced two or three weeks ago that Island Brands is now sponsoring an Xfinity car
right. With
Kaz Grala.
Kaz Grala! A guy who has won in the truck series in Daytona. When he was like a child.
Yeah, 18 years old or something like that. The youngest in NASCAR history or something.
Dude, my kid is 18. He's not one. He won an online racing thing. Does that count?
It's probably his kid is 18?
Kaz is better. Yeah, no. Believe me. I don't believe it either. But fortunately, I don't have to share any of these drinks with him. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, still got a few years on
that. That's right. Good for that. So what do we get to enjoy today?
So we have kind of a wide variety here, but these are all kind of beer-flavored beers. And
okay.
I've mentioned it's kind of a nice change of pace from all the seltzers and the super fruity stuff. So we're going to start off with their classic and first beer that they came out with, which was Island Coastal Lager.
Okay. Island Coastal Lager. Again, we are on the coast. There's probably islands somewhere near here, I guess. I don't know. I haven't really ventured out too much.
I don't have the full story in front of me, but from what I recall, the two owners of this company actually were in Cuba.
Okay.
When they came up with the concept to start this company.
Oof.
Because all the beer they were getting there was crap. So they're like, hey, we should make some beer and bring it here.
That's smart.
Hence the Island.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, holy crap, this is good.
Yeah.
Let's sell it in America.
That's smart. Bring it over to
you. So here we are.
Share it for crying out loud. And if you haven't had the Island brand, this is a good day to catch the show because we're going to give you the full palate today for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is just a super clean, crisp, easy drinking beer. 4.5%.
Yep. Oh, boy.
You know, it's very much like the domestic beers that a lot of people like. But just a lot cleaner, better, simpler ingredients. You know, the branding on it is super clean, fantastic.
It's classy.
It is classy.
You know what I mean? I mean,
it's kind of like delicious. More, is that what you're...
Yeah. Steve,
hang on, just one second.
For more?
Hang on.
I mean, I've seen a guy beg for another pour, and I think that's what that was.
Yeah, it was slightly so.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, you brought out the cans too. But that is a straight. You're right, beer flavored beer. I know it sounds silly to say that, but it's not the norm anymore.
Yeah, but it's nice when somebody takes something that is kind of loved around the world and kind of cleans it up,
makes it
clean, easy to drink,
right?
Beautiful.
Gonna look great on the side of Kaz's car, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that'll be what, a week from tomorrow, the Xfinity race at Daytona International Speedway.
Saturday.
And by the way, we may still have some tickets. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Whoa.
That's all I'm saying.
All
Xfinity and ARCA doubleheader on that Saturday. All right. Ooh. Next Island flavor is
Island Active.
Oh, okay.
So Island Coastal Lager is their base lager. Island Active is kind of their healthier beer.
Okay.
All right.
Kind of their light beer. Let's put it that way.
Well, here's a good thing. Steve and I have to run a half marathon in 2 days.
Yeah.
And so this is probably the beer for us right now.
Actually, this would be a really good one.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at the color on that, much lighter than the lager.
Okay.
Yes.
So the cool thing about this, 88 calories.
Oh, yeah.
It's only 2.6 carbs.
Thank you.
Ooh.
And it's still 4.2% alcohol.
I was thinking about carb loading before the race. I'm just going to do this.
Yeah, instead. Have like 12 of those.
It's really good with just 88.
Speaking of which, so everything we're trying today is 12-pack cans in our market.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely keep your eyes peeled at Total Wine, your ABCs, local independents, Winn-Dixie's, or you check out the website.
Internet browser address, srprod.com/beerfinder. I do like a robot just because that's pretty good. This is good, though. So I feel like I'm getting healthy having this. If only you had brought this to us like 6 or 8 weeks ago so I could have really started training. I'm just starting training now.
Right.
I'm not going to run during the segment, but as soon as we finish, I am sprinting down the hallway.
I just lost a pound, I think.
Whoa, damn, dude. You look good.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, your shirt looks
fantastic,
different. Yeah,
I know.
For sure.
It's a lot lighter.
No, you dropped your keys.
Gotcha. All right, do we have another? Are we breaking? What are we doing? What do you feel like?
So we're going to teaser into something.
Okay.
Ooh.
So we'll try one of them. So the other thing that's out there, like I said, those come in 12-packs. Single 12-packs, so the Island Coastal Lager, 12-pack by itself. Island Active 12-pack by itself. And then we have an Island Active variety pack.
Okay. All right.
So these are going to be kind of a hint of flavors.
Right? Okay.
So let's go with, we'll go with lime first.
All right.
Because it gets a little wild after
that. A little splash of lime in your beer. Never hurt anybody. Really?
Yeah, still nice and clear.
Look at that. Get in your eye.
Cool thing about this, even though they have a little bit of flavor behind them,
right?
Still 88 calories.
Whoa.
Yep. 4.2%.
Mm. I am in full training mode
right
now.
I love the nose on this one.
This is really good. By the way, this ironically, this half marathon, we will start and circle Daytona International Speedway. So we run the entire speedway and then go out and run the additional 12 miles. Yeah. So
I like this.
It will be as if we are channeling Kaz Grala as he's mucking.
There you
his
go. Run,
right? We're just going a little bit
slower. You're showing him the path.
A little bit slower. The path. Yeah. And we'll probably spill beer, like, you know, like breadcrumbs along the way. I don't want to, but when you're running and drinking at the same time, you guys know, you spill some.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
The lime is subtle enough where it's not punching you in the face, but you know it's there. Very nice.
Oh, it's okay. It's super subtle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I don't want, you know, like, somebody squeeze a whole lime in my head. You know, I might as well go drink some lemonade or lime.
And you're right. You said a hint of flavor. It is a, it's a hint. It's a whisper.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. We should stop whispering. Morning Hog Brew Review. 95.7 The Hog. Stick around. More with Josh from SR Parrots.